An Indianapolis teenager is the 2022 National Youth Poet Laureate. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel spoke to Alyssa Gaines about her experiences as a Black Hoosier and how growing up in Indianapolis influenced her writing.
How old were you when you started writing, and how did you become so involved with poetry?
So I started writing poetry with an assignment in my third grade English class, and we all wrote poems about a color. And I think at that time I was starting to become more aware of like the factors that, you know, affected how I saw myself and the cultural traditions that I interacted with. And so I chose to write about the color black. And then I took it home. I showed my family, of course, and they got super excited about it. And my family started taking me to poetry events around the city of Indianapolis, particularly youth poetry events, readings, open mics, slams, and kind of that way I got involved with the world of like slam poetry. And then through that, I started really working and paying attention to the written word.
Nice. And you grew up on the east side of Indianapolis. What was it like growing up as a young Black girl, and how has that impacted your work?
All these intersections, I think they all connect and they all really affect my writing because they affect my perspective. And so I talk a lot about healing and grief and this kind of collective experience of not only trauma, but this collective recovery. And I think that that particularly is something that I learned and took with me from where I grew up, because you hear these new stories, you see people in your community that are being killed or that are dying, particularly young people. And then as a community, you're back at school on Monday. You know, as a community, you have to move on and you have to grieve and to keep pushing forward. And so I learned a lot from seeing the way that my community did that.
Nice. And before you go, can you share a little bit about one of your poems?
Yeah, I think it's fitting and it's exciting to talk about Lágrimas Negras. That's a poem that combines song, and it's a very particular type of song. It's a Cuban bolero, which are songs that everyone kind of knows, songs that, you know, if you start singing it, someone else will recognize it immediately. Very familiar songs. And it talks about these cultural traditions and things that are preserved and passed down as a way to heal in times of grief, particularly as a Black woman, as a Black girl, hearing about other Black women being killed or going missing, looking to these traditions that are really rooted in community and healing as a way to protect yourself and to make sure that you are, you know, still finding moments of joy in all this sadness and grief.
And can you share that poem with us?
Yeah. Aunque tú me has dejado en el abandono, aunque ya has muerto todas mis ilusiones, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono, en mis sueños te colmo, en mis sueños te colmo de bendiciones. An old Cuban bolero plays over the radio in my kitchen. I'm making empanadas de carne and agua de sandía barefoot. Pack the meat into dough con cuidado and fry until a golden crisp. Cut the watermelon into pink strips and blend con azúcar. Last night, I heard the news about Breonna Taylor, a Black woman murdered in her sleep by killers who recently vacationed to Florida, paid for the flight with a state salary, and I was too hurt to cry. But this is not about hurt. Committed myself to rest and healing for her in my kitchen. My hands follow the path of Black hands before me. My feet, naked on a floor of dough flakes and watermelon water, I take a Cuban communion of empanadas and jugo in honor of every Black girl who wrote her recipes on water. This bread be her body and this agua de sandía her sangre. I pray before I eat. For forgiveness, I pray this time to a goddess past Florida. I know she is the water. Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío. Siento el dolor profundo de tu partida. Y lloro sin que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras. Tiene lágrimas negras como en mi vida. A water of lágrimas negras. cursed or blessed, where black mothers fell gracefully in and baptized themselves way back when and now. I imagine this goddess got there with her arms out like Jesus. I imagine this goddess chose water over bondage. I know she's there, carrying secrets of self-healing, kitchen spells and traditions, telling us the whispers of when she turned water into agua fresca, bowing our heads at the altar of frying grease. I know she is in all of us black girls learning to choose water over bondage, trying to find the balance between fight and rest. I know she floats our names when everyone else forgets to keep saying them, telling them take us serious like tide and teaching us how to take communion to ourselves, to transform in a kitchen, waking us up every morning when we mourn. I know she's in our lagrimas, our tears, and leads them to a shore somewhere, showing us that we are our own deities and we are the water. Oshun, an ocean for every black girl that dies and we cry quietly. They don't know that our sobs are lagrimas negras, negra, like the bottom of the sea where she lives, where when we die, we are born again to be washed in our own water and we are finally safe. Contigo me voy, mi negra, aunque me cueste morir. When it's my time to meet her, bury me in El Caribe so I can see her under Black Sand Beach, her Chivirico in Santiago, the black part of La Isla, or until then, I'll stand barefoot in my kitchen and cook the secret recipes that show our journey. Recipes maybe another negra cooked one day. Break bed and heal my body con beautiful black boleros. Take communion with agua de sandía that tastes like a heaven far from here.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And thank you for speaking with me, Alyssa.
Yes, thank you for having me.